meeting for February 28, 2017. Would you all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance? Flags are back.
Flags over there, ladies and gentlemen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
2 weeks from now, it'll be up here.
Couple of items just to note: if you have any cell phones, pagers, or any other devices that make noise, if you can please mute those or turn them off so they don't disrupt the meeting. And if you need to have a conversation with the applicant or a neighbor, please take those outside so we don't disrupt the meeting. The records show that all board members are present. County staff introduction. Blanca?
Cindy Moody, Administrative Services, Clark County,
Administrative Staff. Bob Klein, Department of Comprehensive Planning.
Thank you. Please note this meeting is in conformance with the open meeting law. We have an affidavit of posting with the secretary, so if you'd like to see it. We also have a public comment portion of the meeting. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. Can I get an approval of the minutes of February
14, 2017? Madam Chair, I'd move to approve the minutes of February 14, 2017 with no changes.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of February 14, 2017. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. An approval of the agenda for February 28, 2017.
Madam Chair, I move to approve this evening's agenda with the one deletion. Hold item 23 at the request of the applicant for an indefinite period with no date certain. So that item will be removed from this evening's agenda.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda with the removal of item number 23 until further notice. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So if you are here for item 23, which is 4221 Vegas LLC at 4045 West Nebso, it's for lodging, long-term, short one, and M1 zone, that will not be heard tonight. You're welcome to leave, or you can stay and hear the other items being presented. Okay. Item number one, UC 07906AR00417, R&G Holdings LLC, 4305 West Desert Inn Road. Use permit 8 application for review of a massage business in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 0.6 acres in the C2 commercial general zone in the Asian Design and Mud 2 Overlay District, generally located 275 feet north of Spring Mountain Road and 215 feet east of Arville Street within Paradise.
Evening, Kirk Kennedy, KENNEDY, Nevada Bar Number 5032. I'm counsel for the applicant. This is on for another review. I've been here several times over the last 6-7 years doing these. Always like a broken record. There's been no problems. I think we were here 2 years ago. No issues. We're actually hoping to see if we can get the board to approve a 3-year extension time for review. We've shown a lot of good faith. There's been no problems or issues with the business, and that will continue. And I'd like to see if we can get an extension time for 3 years for review. Thank you.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? No one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I'm not sure I have a problem with the 3 years. I would never remove it based on the nature of the business and the problems it has, but I don't think I have a problem with the 3-year extension of time based on the history here.
Anyone else? Would you like to go ahead and make a motion then?
Madam Chair, I'd move to approve This application, subject to staff conditions, with a change of until a three-year design review, or review as a public hearing.
So a motion on the floor to approve this application with a return to the board on January 22nd, 2020 for another public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See, we're nice when you stay out of trouble.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Item number two, UC003017, BPI Eastern LLC, 6635 Southeastern Avenue. A use permit for a proposed experimental laboratory tissue processing on a 1.2-acre portion of a 5.8-acre existing business complex and an MD design manufacturing AE65 zone, generally located 420 feet west of Eastern Avenue and 700 feet south of Sunset Road within Paradise.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Board members, John Gornsan, 62 Swan Circle, Henderson, representing the application. The applicant is Tissue Life LLC. They are affiliated with the Nevada Donor Network. Basically, they are an advanced allograft processor. Simply put, they process human tissue and bone to be used in implants at this location. At the present time, this kind of work is done outside of the state of Nevada. There are no cadavers at this location. All the tissue and bone is harvested at the coroner's office, brought to this location for processing. Right now, they have to go out to state like Florida, for example, which is a major processor of human tissue. They go out to Florida and then they have to ship it back into this area. So they will basically have the human bone and the tissue brought to this location to be processed and distributed out to the various hospitals and locations where the implant material is needed. Staff has recommended approval of this application. It is located across Eastern Avenue from Sunset Park. It is in an MD facility. It will be located back in the northeast portion, or northwest portion of the facility, right to our northeast. Right here is the Hampton Inn, so you'll be able to picture the location. We respectfully ask that you follow staff's recommendation for approval. Glad to answer any questions you may have.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
What are you storing in this outside storage
building? The outside storage building, but just there is no human materials or anything like that. It'll be just processing storage for the facility itself.
Madam Chair, if there's other questions, I'd like to state for the record that I think that this is a great use to bring into the state in terms of medical development and tissue assistance, and I'd make a motion to approve following staff recommendations and conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much and welcome to your newest member, John Ward.
Thank you.
Let's see. We'd like to combine items 3, 4, and 5, if that's okay with the applicant.
Yes.
They're all yours?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to combine 3, 4, and 5. I'm going to read them all together, and then we'll have her reply at one time. Item number 3 is TM001317, Mary Vardis 15 LLC, a tentative map for a mixed-use project consisting of one commercial lot, one residential lot, and common elements on 6.9 acres in a C2 commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Tropicana Avenue and the west side of Nellis Boulevard within Paradise. Item number 4, VS009217, Bartis Mary 15 LLC, 4975 East Tropicana Avenue, vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way being Tropicana Avenue, located between Nellis Boulevard and San Anselmo Street, and a portion of right-of-way being Nellis Boulevard, located between Tropicana Avenue and San Rafael Avenue within Paradise. And item number 4, VS002417, Bartis Mary 15 LLC, vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way being San Anselmo Street, located between Tropicana Avenue and San Rafael Avenue, and a portion of the right-of-way being San Rafael Avenue, located between San Anselmo Street and Nellis Boulevard within Paradise.
Thank you, Madam Chair, reading all that and for hearing our items. As you read, this is a tentative map, the first
Excuse
item.
Excuse me, your name, please?
Oh, sorry. My name is Jody Dragorian, 4945 West Patrick, 89118.
Thank you.
Thank you. So the site is located on Tropicana and Nellis on the northwest corner. This is the first item is for a tentative map. There is an existing tentative map in place for the property. We have to do a new tentative map because of our use for the apartments. So this is just redoing the tentative map to fit the use. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to ask and answer.
And the vacations are?
The vacations, oh, we're doing them all the same.
Yeah.
So then we have three vacations, one along San Anselmo, which is a 5-foot vacation of the right-of-way, one along San Rafael, which is another 5-foot vacation of right-of-way, and along Nellis, another 5-foot vacation of right-of-way. In addition, we also have two more 5-foot widths of vacation along Tropicana and along Nellis, the northern portion of Nellis. These vacations are just to accommodate the offset sidewalk that the county is requiring.
That's it. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Come forward, give us your name and address for the record. If you can hear me,
I'm here. Sir, up here.
I'm
not
using my phone, sorry.
Wasn't sure what you exactly said in the apartment complex.
Yes.
We
need your name and address.
Harry
Castle. Sorry, yeah. Harry Castle, 5022 San Rafael Avenue. And the gentleman that's sitting next to me is on the corner by where that apartment is going to be built. We lived there for 6 years now, and we hear a lot of gunshots from the other apartments that are pretty much close to that area. This is not going to increase the value of our land. This is actually a decrease.
Can you address the board, please?
I'm sorry, I'm going to decrease
the audience not heard.
And first of all, yes, sir. And it's not going to increase the value of the land. It's going to bring more seedy characters to the area. We already have enough seedy characters in the area already. I don't think that this would be very beneficial to anybody in our neighborhood. It's going to lower our property values.
Unfortunately, this item, the use for the apartment that was a mixed-use development, was approved in August.
Okay.
So all
yeah, we weren't aware of
that. Yeah, all she's doing is changing the actual map, which is, I guess, the best way to lay that. It's not the project itself, it's the ground that it's on. And vacating some items that the county currently requests, curb and whatnot, vacating that back to the county from them being responsible. So unfortunately, yeah, the project was, we heard that a year ago, lots of your neighbors showed up, and I think some changes were made to accommodate what the neighbors had said, but unfortunately this is just about basically clean up items now.
So basically we should sell
before.
It's a very nice project that's not going to be low end.
No, it's not.
And Madam Chair, we'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody has if they want to contact us at any time.
Do you have them come forward and speak? Give us your name and address for the record.
Adam Perillo, 5014 San Rafael Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8122. Did she mention that there was going to be some sort of shopping also complex, or is it just going to be apartments? This is the first time I heard it.
So the project is a mixed-use project. There's no new commercial going in. There's an existing Fresh and Easy that's on the corner, and that's going to remain commercial. And then there's another existing commercial development to the north that's also going to remain commercial. So the mixed use is just the fact that it's now mapped with the apartments to the south. But the only new thing that's going in is the apartments.
Are these apartments going to be, again, don't know, gated?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? I see no one. I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if anyone has anything, I'll make a motion to approve. Items 3, 4, and 5, subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve items 3, 4, and 5, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. If you have a minute, if you want to just let those gentlemen explain a little bit about the project since they're unaware, I appreciate that. Okay, item number 6. UC086615AR001217, Gary E. Babin, 4565 Euclid Street. Use permits, first application for review of the following: one, increase the area of an accessory building, and two, waive applicable design standards for table 30.56 in conjunction with an existing family residence on 0.9 acres in an RUD residential urban density zone, generally located on the west side of Euclid Street, 300 feet south of Harmon within Paradise. Is the applicant here? Okay, we'll trail that one to the end, see if he's just running late. Or she. Item number 7, DR003517, Mach 1 Industries, Inc. Design review for a proposed office warehouse building on 1.3 acres in the M1 Light Manufacturing 8065 zone, generally located on the south side of Saab Avenue, 990 feet west of Henson Street within Paradise.
Good evening.
The little button.
Good evening. Chris Teachmoon, representing the application. I'll give you the right address. 6280 South Valley Boulevard, Suite 116, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. This is a new 8,000 square foot building located at Saab and just west of Valley View Boulevard. It's going to be generally a storage yard for lumber materials and with some office and some storage in the warehouse. We don't have any waivers that we're asking for. It's zoned M1. We're conforming to all the requirements that are associated with this. It's in an existing industrial area, and so we're basically acting as the use is basically acting with the conformance of that area. So this is site plans. The South Avenue's here. We're going to create the rest of our portion of the cul-de-sac for the off-street improvements. As you can see, it's just small office, about 1,500 square feet of office. Other spaces just open storage for in the warehouse. We do have a mezzanine level for some additional storage for paperwork and other items that they want to store upstairs. That's smaller that they want to keep in the warehouse. So, conforming to Clark Hand standards, given some architectural features, we're not exceeding the allowable height of 35 feet, we're staying under that. We're meeting the sidelines to where we're screening all mechanical equipment that's on the roof. Does anyone have any questions?
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. Is the health department going to let you keep the septic tank for a commercial building?
We have an application in for that approval.
Okay.
Right now, as far as we're concerned, there's a lot of businesses around that area that are also on septic just because it's to get the sewer from Valley View. It's like 1,500 feet. And so, yes, they're allowing us. As long as we don't exceed the use of capacity of the septic system. So if they end up selling the building to someone else, they can't make that whole thing office, and all of a sudden your capacity increases.
Right.
So
we normally see something in the staff conditions, and I didn't. That's the only reason I asked.
Okay.
Does anyone else have anything? All right. Seeing no one else, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thanks for no waivers.
Yes. Item number 8.
I don't like waivers.
DR007617, Desert Inn Partners LLC, 378070 Desert Inn Road, design review for an exterior remodel to include a facade change to an existing retail building within a shopping center on a portion of 3 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the west side of Sand Hill Road and the south side of Desert Inn Road within Paradise.
Good evening. Kent Barber with Allen Nelson Consulting Engineers representing Desert Inn Partners. The project is 3787 East Desert Inn Road. We're actually located at the back of the property. This building dates back to the late 70s, early 80s. And our goal here is to bring it up to match the style of the building here in the north east corner of Sand Hill and or southeast corner of Sand Hill Desert Inn, which was improved several years ago. We're not increasing any space. We're not doing any remodels to the interior. It's strictly an exterior remodel to update the style.
Senator from the public, would you like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if you're going to comment.
It indicated in the write-up that the parking is on the north and south side. Where's the parking?
The parking is all through this area here on the north side, mm-hmm. and there's some also extended parking back in this area as well. There is no parking back that I'm aware of.
That area on that you just pointed to on the left side of the north, before our building down, there's a path there.
You're absolutely right.
I've lived there since 87.
But this is all parking out here in front. I'm not aware of any parking in the back. That's all other than for employees.
Yeah, that's the question I have, because it was in this whole write-up that there's parking on the north and south, and I've never seen parking on the south.
You might want to stand back just a little bit. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I've never seen parking on the south other than maybe the people that own the businesses might park back there. They might lower down the road.
As far as I understand, this is just employee parking on the back side.
Okay. And then you're going to have to do something with your parking because you've got a guy in there right now with no permit that's operating a used car lot, and someone's supposed to have 5 cars, he's got 18. So I don't know if your parking is a good way that it shows. I'm sure staff would know what to do. So, just so you know. But I think it's a good idea. If you're going to make anything out of those businesses, the only good one that you have right now is out the other end where you have the sushi. They've been there forever. But I think you're going to have to dress it up a little bit. So I think that's a good thing. It's just that it's not all over the top.
Don't bring that up to the.
If you would.
Absolutely.
Anything?
I'm okay.
So I'll make a motion to approve subject to any staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Item number 9, UC009417, Andrew Beef, I hope I said that right, et al. 3380 East Russell Road, a use permit to allow the sale of packaged liquor not in conjunction with a grocery store within an existing commercial complex on a portion of 1.1 acres in the C1 local business zone within the Russell Road Transition Corridor Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Russell Road and the west side of Pecos Road within Paradise.
Sarah Shalom,
your applicant.
Excuse me, can you repeat your name? I'm sorry, I missed it. I couldn't hear you.
Use the mic.
Sarah Shalom, you to represent the applicant at 3380 East Russell Road. Thank you. And the address again, 3380 East Russell Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. Here in a new location, opening a new liquor store nearby a gas station right here that's located at 2 Major Street, Pecos in East Russell. We're trying to open a new location of liquor store to sell packaging liquor.
anyone from the public would like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Staff conditions do include a one-year review as a public hearing. There's a motion on the floor to approve the application subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. That means you have to come back in after you're open for a year to see that no problem. Thank you. Item number 10, VS008417, Veneto Paradise LLC, vacating abandoned easements of interest to Clark County, located between Palos Verdes Street and Paradise Road, and between Flamingo Road and Albert Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. John Gustafson, 1210 Kinson Street, representing the applicant. Do I really need this?
Yes. Yes. Because of the,
it
got,
pick
we're
up
reporting.
On the microphone.
Okay, John Gustafson, 1210 Kinson Street, representing the applicant. What this is Tony Bennettway was vacated. All the easements except for the pedestrian access easements on either side of the right-of-way never showed up in the original title report. It wasn't until we came back and did an ALP after it had been vacated that we discovered the easements, and we're just here to get those vacated.
Thank you. Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there's no comments on this application, I'll move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 11, WS007117, John and Wendy Garber, 894 Klein Sellers Avenue, waiver of development standards to allow an existing decorative block wall in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R2 medium density residential zone, generally located 790 feet south of Serene Avenue, 650 feet east of Pollock Drive within Paradise.
Hi, I'm Deanna Barber. I'm the uncle John and Wendy Barber, the owners. Address is 894 Frank Sellers, 8912. Basically, we had a 6-foot wall, and we got surrounding neighbor approval, verbal approval. Built the wall up at some areas at 8 feet. So now we're at 8 feet. So I know this is kind of small, but would you like to? I have the measurements and everything drawn out there and photos.
Yeah, can I have it? Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. So you checked with all the neighbors but forgot to check with the county.
Basically. And we did get the building codes or whatnot from the Clark County building website. So we had saw on there 8 foot max height, so that's what we had built to.
Madam Chair, if there are no comments.
Did you want to see those now?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to approve staff.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
There's no relation to Jason.
Nope.
Just curious.
Item number 12, UC0203-15AR-001617, Caesars Link, LLC et al., use permit, second application for review of the following: 1, reduced setbacks; 2, temporarily reduced parking; 3, increased hours of operation for live entertainment; and 4, deviations for plans on file for temporary outdoor commercial events in conjunction with a commercial retail dining entire entertainment center, the Link Promenade. Deviations for the following: allow a temporary increase in noise level as permitted by section 30.68.020, and 2, all other deviations for plans on file in conjunction with temporary outdoor commercial events. Design review for temporary outdoor commercial events with temporary structures, associated retail sales, rentals, and food and beverage sales with outdoor dining and drinking areas in conjunction with a commercial retail dining and entertainment center, the Link Promenade, on a portion of 48.3 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Flamingo Road and the west side of Covell Lane within Paradise.
Good evening. Is that on?
No.
No?
Oh.
I can go.
Good evening, Chris Kempfer, here on behalf of Caesars Palace. All that you read was previously done, negotiated, finalized, finished a couple of years ago. This is merely an extension of time of all of the conditions that were previously agreed upon with the neighborhood. As you know, we worked very hard with all of the neighbors in that area, especially the Park Towers folks. And the only thing we're asking different is that we've been given a 2-year extension of time as opposed to the 1 year that we have previously been granted on this. We went to the Park Towers folks, we asked them about that. We told them that it makes it easier for us booking events, and they were very gracious, as you can see in the email I sent you, that as long as all the conditions that we previously agreed upon are still in place, they have no problem with the 2-year extension of time. And as needed as staff. So we would respectfully request approval of this extension of time subject to the 2-year period.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. Wasn't there another complex, though, that had concerns besides Hughes? I thought it was Meridian.
Yeah, the Meridian also involved, but it's really been the Park Towers that, because of the height of the towers, they were concerned most about the noise and the impact. But we have worked with everybody, but it was the Park Towers that generally was a concern, and generally were the folks with whom we directed to make sure we worked. So that's why we received that from them, that approval.
Anyone else?
Madam Chair, I'd just like to make a comment. I think that the applicants have made a very good faith effort to work with the conditions that were levied upon them and negotiated. And for that record, or for that reason, I'd recommend approval with a 2-year re-hearing following staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item with a 2-year review as a public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting that.
Thanks everybody's job.
A lot easier when you got that.
A lot easier.
Item number 13, 14, and 15 have the same applicant. Would you like them read all together?
Yes, ma'am. That would be great.
Okay. All right. Give me a minute.
Could I run out and get a bag lunch?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a picture of George Street. It's okay.
See, I knew that. I knew that. That's why I took that there. You wouldn't like, what's your name there? Gwen Stefani.
You if you brought me Brittany, I might have a problem.
But George Street.
Yeah.
Item 13, BR-006617, MGP Lesser LLC, 3850 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Design reviews for the following. One, amend an approved comprehensive sign plan to include a freestanding sign with animation. Two, increase the number of freestanding signs. Three, increase the number of animated signs video units. And four, increase animated sign area for a fairground and private recreational facility, the park, in conjunction with existing resort hotels, New York, Monte Carlo, and City Center on 3 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone and an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District. Generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 900 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Item number 14 is DR-008517. MGP Lesser LLC, 3850 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Design reviews for the following. Amend an approved comprehensive sign plan by adding animation, LED, electronic message video units to an existing freestanding sign. Increase the number of animated signs. And three, increase animated sign area, LED, electronic message video units for existing freestanding signs in conjunction with the Luxor and Excalibur Resort Hotels on 108 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone and an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north and south sides of Reno Avenue within Paradise. And finally, item 15, UC-006517, MGP Lesser LLC, 3790 South Las Vegas Boulevard. use permits for deviations for plans on file for signage in conjunction with the hotel, Resort Hotel, New York, New York. Deviation of the following: increase the projection of signs from the side of a building and all other deviations as shown for plans on file. Design reviews for a proposed amendment to an approved comprehensive sign plan for additional wall, projecting freestanding animated signs in conjunction with the New York, New York Resort Hotel on 20 acres in H1 Limited Resort and Apartment AE60 zone in the Mudbourne Overlay District, generally located on the northwest corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Tropicana Avenue in Paradise.
Hi, I'm Craig Boreal, 300 South 4th Street, here for MGM Resort's various properties. Two of these items, items 13 and 15, are motivated by the same purpose. The facility has gotten very busy with the installation of the park and T-Mobile, so the three signs that are on items 13 and 15 are effectively directional signs to keep the pedestrian traffic as organized as possible. The first one you read, which is item 13, is this sign, which is an LED sign that will be capable of telling people that they can go right to get to T-Mobile and straight ahead to get to something different, etc. And they can change the copy when there are special events and say, turn right to get to the party in the park or whatever is going on. This is a very small sign, as you can see. The same three people are here again, although she has switched to skinny jeans, I see. But other than that, you get the perspective. So that's a very small sign for the area, purely directional. Item 15 responds to the same need. This is one of the two elements of that proposal. It is a sign that says New York, New York entrance. And if I, to understand why that is helpful, I'll have to flip the board here. Here is New York, New York. Here is the main entrance to New York, New York, as you cross over the bridge and everything. This is a huge point of congestion, and it's a long way from here. But there is a second entrance to New York, New York, which is here. But it has no sign visible to the people walking along here. So again, that is an attempt to structure the pedestrian traffic. If they're trying to get into New York, New York, they should turn right here and go in and not walk a quarter mile down to the point of congestion where they also have to go up a level to get into the normal place. So that sign, that New York, New York sign, projects from the face of New York, New York at the New York, New York side entrance, if you will, and enables people to get in most expeditiously. A similar thing occurs further down at a certain number of fine Irishmen. Can they see? Nine fine Irishmen who are now invisible due to their ample landscaping in front and to their side. So they also have a sign that will enable people standing at the same point I previously showed you to see, aha, Nine Fine Irishmen is where we're going. And they won't take the direction into New York, New York, which requires them to wander through the whole hotel to get to Nine Fine Irishmen. So that takes care of 13 and 15. 14 is a little simpler. These two, I'm sorry, there's actually four. We're showing you two because they're all the same, are existing signs. And what's happening here is they're asking for permission to electronically be able to change the copy. So when Gwen Stefani is gone, they can change it to George Strait without getting somebody with a cherry picker up there hauling things around, plastic or paper or whatever. For whatever it's worth, this does eliminate, if it wasn't already eliminated, the ability to use these signs for off-premise purposes. They'll now be limited to on-premise advertising. Staff has recommended all three. There are no strange conditions. We hope that you would do the same.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. So this is, the billboard's not owned by the hotel?
I actually don't know who owns it.
I know once they take over, then, like you said, they won't advertise anything but their shows, but we don't know if it's theirs or...
But even, in other words, no one else can ever do that either. In other words, let's suppose that the billboard is owned by a billboard company. Hopefully their agreement with the billboard company recognizes that they are the only possible users now.
Right. Okay. Does anyone have any questions?
I don't have any questions, but Madam Chair, I'd go ahead and make a motion for approval following staff conditions. I know how picky the planning department is about signs, and for you to get an approval at all is a fairly large step. So that would be my motion.
I'll say the Paradise Soundboard is pickier than the county staff.
A lot pickier than the county staff.
As Greg can attest.
Yes, but you've been very, very understanding when I've been here, and we appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, but you do your homework. Some guys don't.
I make a motion. We have a motion on the floor to approve this item. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And you said this item, were we doing all three?
Sorry. Motions for items 13, 14, and 15?
Yeah, clarification. I meant to include all three.
Okay. So let's correct that motion to include items 13, 14, and 15. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you again.
Thanks
good
for
evening.
That, Kevin.
Thank you.
You're done?
Three is enough. You give me grief when I bring in six.
Item number 16, DR-009117, Asan 2, LLC, 8405 Southeastern Avenue, a design review for proposed wall signs in conjunction with an existing veterinary clinic and service on 0.2 acres in the CP office professional zone, generally located on the south side of Camaro Avenue and the west side of Eastern Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Dave Punk with Unique Signs, representing the applicant at 8405 Southeastern Avenue. The applicant seeking a design review for the north and east elevations, as there was a design a zone change to a CP, which allows 50 square feet per elevation per signage.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? And come forward if you give him the microphone. Give us your name and address for the record.
Gary Foster, 2353 Chasing Star Avenue, 89123. Basically opposed to the sign on the Camaro side. That sign will be facing kind of a residence, but also will broadcast into Windmill Park. And Windmill Park is right now illuminated by porch lights only. There's no street lights in the community, so we'd like to keep the light level down on that. Do you have any idea what kind of lumens you're talking about on these signs?
These signs are all LEDs. Are you talking about this one on the north elevation?
Yeah.
This is actually facing northeast, so it's not facing directly north onto you. It's actually facing northeast onto eastern in the corner. So there won't be any illumination.
Okay, how about the one on Camaro?
Which one is Camaro? This is the north.
That's north. That's Camaro.
Yeah, so it's facing northeast.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not facing directly north. It's facing northeast on the corner. Yeah, look, this is the, there's north over there. This is actually facing northeast. It's on that one corner facing in towards, to catch the traffic coming up from Eastern.
Okay.
This won't affect you.
Okay. If that's facing northeast, I really don't have any objections to it.
Okay. Does anyone else like to speak? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Can I see that one closer?
Sure.
I didn't think there was this piece myself. When I go by there, this piece of the building, I don't remember it being that high. Oh, the entrance.
Yeah, but
Which one is this? That's facing
that's
Camaro.
That's south elevation.
This is the north elevation.
North.
Facing north. This is east, facing northeast.
That's on the eastern side.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay.
And so this is that, where that leasing yes. sign is
that's
now.
That's actually where it is. That's where that's going to fill in there.
What's going to happen?
This sign here?
This
the
sign here will be
where that's where that leasing sign is.
Yes.
Yep. Well, that's a whole lot better than that.
Yep. Okay.
Because originally I was in this.
Madam Chair, there are no further comments. I would like to make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Madam Chair, we'd like to thank the neighbors for coming out. It really does. We appreciate when you guys come.
Here, here. Thank you.
Item number 17, ZC 09-0014-ET-001817. Kenneth A. and Debbie A. Kafalis. Design review, first extensive time to commence an office warehouse building on 2.6 acres in an M1 light manufacturing A65 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Post Road and Arville Street, alignment within Paradise.
Larry Moncarsh, 5075 Cameron Street, Suite H, Las Vegas, 89118. Representing the applicant. We were already approved of this design review and zone change 2 years ago. The applicant had held off on developing the property until such time he was able to get a cell tower approved. We just recently got through that process and vacated and abandoned all those easements. And now we're ready to pull the trigger. Unfortunately, ran up against a 2 year timeline. So we're asking for a 2 year extension. Staff has approved it. We respectfully request to approve as well.
Does anyone from the public would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there are no comments on this application, I would move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve subject to staff conditions, which includes the 2 years to
commence, right?
To commence construction for the design review.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 18, VS037708, ET001917, Harco LLC, 305 East Rochelle Avenue, vacated and abandoned third extension of time portions of right-of-ways being Charlotte Drive, Tuscany Casino Drive, Debbie Way, and unnamed alleyways located between Flamingo Road and Harmon Avenue and between Cobalt Lane and Paradise Road within Paradise.
Good evening. I'm Paul Byrne.
Name and address.
Yeah.
Little button.
Good evening. I'm Paul Byrne. I'm with GCW 1555 South Rainbow, Las Vegas, Nevada 89146, representing the applicant. This is respectfully a request for a third extension of time on this vacation. I brought a photo also of the area. This vacation is tied to a parcel map for the entire area down here that is still not quite ready to move forward. So we were respectfully asking for an extension of time on this vacation.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there's no questions, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
It was until February 4th.
I'm looking at the page. Item number 19, UC009017, ERBR LLC, 4700 Boulder Highway, use permits for the following: a proposed swap meet, 2 live entertainment, 3 a proposed fairground, and 4 a proposed recreational facility with accessory food, beverage, and retail sales. Waiver of development standards for the following: reduced separation from live entertainment to a residential use, and 2 waived landscaping. Design reviews for the following: 1 a swap meet, 2 a fairground, 3 a recreational facility with live entertainment on 4.6 acres in the C2 general commercial zone in the Mud 3 overlay district, generally located on the west side of Boulder Avenue, 1,000 feet south of Indios Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is David Anderson, A-N-D-R-S-O-N. I'm representing the application for ERVR LLC for 4700 Boulder Highway. Requesting for the permit to operate as a spot meet. We recently had the permit, but if we went out for review in January the 8th and it was overlooked, and we found out that it was too late, so we had to file everything all over again.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item?
Yes.
Would you take the microphone? Stand and give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Mary Slinkrich. That's S as in Sam, C-H-L-E-N-K-R-I-C-H. I'm at 4711 Boulder Highway. It's actually the Roadrunner RV Park. We're located directly across the street from this swap meet. And when they did do live entertainment the last time, it was a nightmare for us. Because what they did was, they want to protect that apartment complex behind it, but they're not acknowledging us at all. So they turned their speakers around towards us. I couldn't even function in my office. I couldn't even open the door. It was so loud. It was just crazy. And we lost business because of it. And we've been in that area for 35 years.
Is that all?
Yep.
Thank you for your comment.
Yeah, I don't have any problems with anything else.
Right here, that's what you'd like to speak to.
My name is Jerry Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, 5352 Dana Street. I would just maybe like a little bit more explanation of the project, if I could. We all know what Boulder Highway is. I don't think anybody in this room needs an explanation of the problems that exist on Boulder Highway. Not only has Metro, but faith-based organizations been working to clean up the area. And I see listed here a swap meet, live entertainment, proposed fairground, recreational facility, food, beverage, retail sales. How long is this going to go on? Is it every week, every month, continuing? Because I don't think it's appropriate for the area if it's an ongoing item.
The music you're speaking of was from a previous swap meet before us that they didn't go through with the project. We've been there 15 months now. We don't have live entertainment at all. We just kept it in the proposal for the future. But we don't have live entertainment. We don't allow music. We don't have any live music at all.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
And as far as the project, we've been there for the last year and a half. We haven't had any problems in the community, any police calls, any disturbances, anything. We're open every weekend from 8 to 4. I haven't had any issues with law enforcement at all. And to run an operation like that on Boulder Highway, you have to be doing something properly to keep that down in that area. And we knew and understood what we were getting into when we created it. We started that project. It was for to bring something positive to the community. That's why we gave up the alcohol approval, so that we won't have alcohol there. We won't create an entertainment. It's for sales and environment for you to come and shop. Okay.
Anything else? Anyone else? I'm going to close it to public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, do
you have that?
We have
I heard you had some there tonight because I was by there tonight.
Yeah, that was me being pulled by. I'm used to the security too.
You're the security.
We have cameras. We have cameras monitoring. We have 25 camera surveillance all around the property.
The other concern that I have is that you just told us that live entertainment, you haven't had any since you've had it in 15 months. So not a problem. Thing is if you've asked for it, so you could do it if you wanted to. You took the alcohol out because you didn't want that problem.
Yes.
But you left the entertainment in, which could again become a problem for these people.
Well, we only left it in for a special event, not for every weekend. Maybe we were doing something, but we would consider that now, knowing that it is a problem for the neighbors. I would consider that. I didn't know it was an issue with the neighbors at all for music because we never had any complaints.
I knew it was going to be an issue when it came up before. I've never had a permit before.
Oh,
yeah. Yep. And I had a problem with it. I don't know how you would eliminate it because you turn the speakers away from the apartments off of, what is that, not you? Yeah.
But the problem with
the music. Then it's pointed towards them. Now you've got the country western plays over on the other side of you. You've got the roller rink. Which way are you going to, if you have entertainment, which way are you going to?
If we have it, it's guaranteed it will not affect her business or the community. That's guaranteed.
What type of entertainment would you have if I'm at?
We plan to have just kids entertainment for the youth. We have slides and bouncies, jumpers, stuff like that. We're not really looking for the adult entertainment. We want the adults to shop, focus on shopping.
I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm going to
start seeing complaints.
I got one question.
Bob, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I'd like to ask, could you put... This, you've got an active zoning violation for operating without a special permit. Did you have one and then it lapsed? Got it. Okay. Got it.
John, anything?
Just back on the live entertainment. So this is.
You could do what you want.
Right.
He's telling us he's not.
So live entertainment includes these. Are these jumpers a part of that, or the bouncy things?
No, that's not live entertainment.
But that's
just like music and stuff?
It's music, mostly performances.
Concert.
Performers, dancers, singers, anything like that.
Okay, I'm still a little concerned about the live entertainment down the road. And I'm okay with the project, but I would probably recommend removing the live entertainment if you would consider doing that.
I don't have a problem with that.
That is actually staff's recommendation, is that we deny use permit number 2, which has to do with the live entertainment. There's also concerns about the landscaping screening. Staff is concerned about eliminating the landscaping.
Along
Boulder Highway, which I believe was one of the conditions on the first swap meet, wasn't it? Wasn't that
yes.
The Hawaiian group?
Yes.
Yeah. That they had to put in some kind of landscaping along Boulder Highway, and it doesn't look like it got done from them, and now it's back on you. So
yes.
if we go through with this, my recommendation is going to be that we're going to eliminate the live entertainment for you, because we'll recommend denial of that. And then in addition to that, some of the other conditions that they had were about your non-permitted signs. A uniform theme for your structures to include the aluminum metal poles, fabric membrane canopies. Are you going to be able to handle all of that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Does anyone have anything?
If we fix the music, I'm okay with the project.
All right.
I'd like to see the landscaping, though.
So I would too.
That's why I think we should go along with staff's recommendations, which states no live music and to that he has to go along with the landscaping.
We did that with the country western.
Yep.
On the other side.
John mentioned that there were two additional signs that
I took them down.
Right, tonight?
No, you may be talking about the sign on the gates of free admission. They were talking about those signs. There was two other signs we had that were on.
Still got our signs on there.
Okay, well, he didn't inform me that it was those, but I could take those down as well. It's not an issue.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to approve the use permits 1, 3, and 4, and waiver of development standards 2B and the design reviews, and denial of use permits 2, waivers of development standards 1, 2A, and 2C, and accordance with preliminary staff conditions, with the exception of the 3 years for review of the waiver development standards, since we have denied those. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Did you get all that, Maureen?
I was just going to see if you could read it over. No, I got it. I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Good luck. We want you to succeed.
Item number 20.
Did you hear for staff what the staff recommended?
Yeah, except for the, you said if approved, they would get 3 years on live entertainment.
Right.
And we said we're denying live entertainment.
Okay.
So we don't need to give them 3 years.
Okay.
So we've been along the line. We basically followed all your recommendations.
Okay.
Item number 20, WS006317, Corrigan Family LLC, 4240 West Flamingo Road. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increase wall sign area; 2, increase logo sign area; and 3, allow a cabinet wall sign. A design review for existing and proposed signage in conjunction with an existing medical marijuana establishment, a dispensary on a portion of 1.1 acres in the C2 general commercial zone in the Mud One Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Flamingo Road, 450 feet west of Wynn Road within Paradise. Can you use the microphone? Give us your name and address.
Hi, my name is Nick Shook. Our address is 4240 West Flamingo. Our building faces south to the Palms Casino. We're located right off of Flamingo. And our building is about 30 feet off the sidewalk. We have a parking lot from the street view to our building. We are asking for an extension or a way so we can amend our application to include signage for this whole building, this whole front side right here. So we realized that we need some extra time to go through this. Unfortunately, we are in royalties in a trademark suit, and we may have to rebrand our entire operation. So this is why we are calling for the extension.
So,
wait a minute.
You don't have an extension here. You have a request for us to approve the sign. So you need to withdraw the application and then come back. Is that correct, Bob?
I don't know what he means by extension. Is he trying to hold?
You want to hold it and not have it?
I mean, it's easier to just reapply when you see that.
Because there's a couple of things that if you don't want to pay again.
Okay, don't want to pay again.
Okay.
You hold the application.
Okay.
Till further notice.
Okay.
You go back to these guys with your new design.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Is that correct?
Yes.
Indefinite hold, and still, right. But if they're still alive, they don't have to repay, right?
No. They will have to repay a re-notification fee.
Right.
That would be $100.
It's a whole lot cheaper than starting all over.
Yeah, because if you were to start all over again, it would be $625.
Okay.
So just ask us for a hold for an indefinite period, and we'll vote on that.
Right. Maybe request that a hold for an indefinite period.
All right.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
In between now and then, however long you're going to do that, the one sign that you have up there is not permitted.
Okay.
So are you going to turn it off and remove it, or what are you going to do?
I guess we would like a waiver for that sign. I was looking over the Clark County title, and I didn't see anything that restricted the signage to 50 square feet.
Well, I guess
where are you seeing a
where's the tuxedo? It's in the right of something.
The guy in the tuxedo.
Yeah, it's the man in the tuxedo on the right side.
Oh, okay.
He's there without building permits.
I'm just curious.
Gotcha.
You said you're in a little bit of some litigation going on. Is that with reference to the name, or is it to the gentleman in the suit?
Reference to the name, but probably the gentleman in the suit, because kind of tag together with us.
So he's going to hold this for an indefinite period of time. That's all we have to deal with. So do something with the sign, because tomorrow it's going to be recording.
All right, so we have a motion on the floor. Well, that's totally a separate item.
Right.
Or I'm only going to deal with what's important.
One motion at a time.
One motion at a time. So we have a motion on the floor, or a request by the applicant,
right,
to hold this item for an indefinite period. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so we'll see you back, and you can deal with the county on the existing sign and what you want to do in the future.
Thank you.
Save you $500.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 21, WS006917, BPS Harmon LLC, 3717 South Las Vegas Boulevard, waiver of development standards for the following: one, provide alternative landscaping along Harmon Avenue, and two, to allow non-standard off-site improvements, landscape planters, and fencing within a right-of-way Harmon Avenue. Design review to modify existing landscape areas within Harmon Avenue in conjunction with an existing shopping center, Harmon Corner, on 1 acre in an H1 limited resort apartment zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Well, he's coming up. I'm not so sure. I do. We've asked you, and I think I like the room this way, but I've noticed it's not real friendly to our applicants. You know what I mean? We ask you to change the room. You've done it, and would you?
How is it not?
Well, I mean, this guy.
I think they just need to be closer to us.
Something's got to do.
Still over here.
Everybody's had to either walk through the here. We don't have any room, and they. I mean, he just had to walk through the middle of the chairs and stuff. I don't know. We'll discuss it later, but I'm not sure I like it. I like it, but I don't like it.
Sorry about that.
This first problem.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily.
Yeah, I think that might work well, yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello. My name is Jojo Ruiz with SH Architecture. I'm here for the applicant. And my address is 7250 South Pink Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128. And on this boarding here, I have the corner of Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard. And we have this commercial building over here. Right now, we have existing landscaping in this area in here to separate them from the road. There are overhead bridges. So there is an existing fence right now that cuts them off, the pedestrians, from crossing the street. The existing planters have low benches and a little higher planters, as evidenced on this second board. We have the planter that's right on the street, and we're showing this planters in blue that we are going to be taking out as a waiver, because people come and loiter and you know, they hang around here, and it is a blight to the plaza over there. So we would like to take out those lower planters, keep the higher planters, and put additional barriers to keep them from you know, sitting on the planters. And so as you can see right here, this is how tall the planters are right now that's existing, and we're keeping. We're just taking out the lower planters and benches that attract the vagrants and people loitering. And it won't impact the flow of the people from the plaza, and actually open up some areas in here, so that way it's more flowing. People can flow so much better and not have these things in the way.
Is anyone from the public would like to speak on this item? See, no. Oh.
Not that I'm aware of.
If you wouldn't mind, I'll take my card afterwards and use my contact first. I'm not sure
Are you saying they might be opposed to taking out the...
They might not be opposed, they might have more suggestions.
Okay.
It's an ongoing issue in regards to
All right.
All right, any other comments? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, just kind of a comment, kind of backing up the applicant. I think the current design is actually really not very conducive for the throughput of people. It is a place that people kind of see and want to use as a park, you know, to take the load off and sit for a while. I think that that's not a great place for it, right? So I'm in agreement with the idea of doing this. And so from that, and I think also that Blanca's idea about talking with Metro is something that the applicant should actually consider before making any physical changes or replacements, you know, once these are taken out. But if there's no other comments from the board, I'd make a motion for approval with staff recommendations and conditions.
I will say that I know at the time one of the things that staff was trying to do was encourage more of that park-like area to break up so much just sidewalk and road, but you learn from experience what works and what doesn't work. So
currently we have a chain link fence on the back side of this high planter, and it's not really aesthetic looking barrier to keep them away from, you know, loitering around, sitting on the lower planters. So right now we're going to replace it with the same kind of fence that's over on the road here. So it's going to be the same design, and it will look so much better because it's going to follow the same design as the one on the road.
So, Madam Chair, I'd like to actually amend my motion a bit and actually put in a request that the applicant does consult with Metro on the redesign of this.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions and a request that the applicant meet with Metro to discuss the plans. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're almost there, you guys. Item number 22, WS008817, Tropicana Las Vegas, Inc., 3801 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Waiver of development standards for roof siding are not permitted. Design reviews for the following. One, an amend and approved comprehensive sign plan, adding roof, wall, and animated signs. Two, increase the number of animated signs. And three, increase animated sign area in conjunction with the Tropicana Resort Hotel on 35.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone and an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the southeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah.
All right. Jacob Davidson, representing the applicant, 6630 Mario Springs, number 600. Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113. Basically, what you have there is a design review with waivers. It's a pretty small scope compared to other approved in the area. It comes with staff recommendations. I'm available to answer questions as you have.
Does anyone from the public like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Jenna, could you actually point out what is the roof sign?
Okay, so the roof sign is that page
that
right there.
Tropicana right there?
Yes, right above
the trough, right?
Yes,
the name?
The channel letters right here. And basically that's so that as people are crossing the street, they know where they're heading. It's almost a destinational sign. And
it's on the bridge, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
And because of the electronic message unit that's there, obviously that was the best way to place it. And that message unit is actually just being replaced. It isn't existing there, and we're just replacing it with a newer, upgraded one.
Well, every time you guys come before us, I'm glad whoever the owner is, that they're dumping money into this place, and they're trying, and whether it's the sign package or the revamp, we've had two or three Tropicana applications, and even if I don't like everything you're doing, you're trying, and I appreciate it.
Especially the iconic casinos, you know, yes. The city that's ever changing. It's nice to see them stay and move with times.
Right. You done?
Yeah. Make a motion, Bob?
Sure. Madam Chair, if there are no further discussions on this item, I'd move to approve this application subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number 23 was held. We trailed six. Item number 6. UC086615, Gary E. Babin, applicant. So, can we have a motion on the floor to
no show, return to board.
So we have a motion on the floor, no show, return to board. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
For the 314.
Full
next
cycle?
Meeting, 314.
Yeah.
Okay, 314.
Well, I'm asking.
314.
All righty, thank you.
I will be here.
Oh, well, never mind. When are you coming back? No.
Okay, comments by the general public, a period devoted comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Does anyone here to make comments? Seeing none. Our next meeting is March 14th, 2017. I will be in Texas, so Bob will be taking over for me. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. What time is it? How did you?
8:15.
You did great.
8:15?
8:15. Well, 8:17. Oh.